attention when we cross paths walking down the street. Symbols are so unsupportable to understand. This resolution so low.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you all are having a wonderful summer. It is finally June, and the weather seems like it's going to be much better starting tomorrow. It has been raining for a while now, and I think it's time to bring out some of the sunlight. All right, so for today's episode, I will actually be sharing with you all the songs that I've been listening to lately. For those of you who have been following my show, I do not have a wide range of songs I listen to. I usually kind of go through, you know, one or two songs and just put them on repeat for several weeks until I get sick of them, and then I choose a different song. But I actually have a lot of songs today to share with you all. So I will be sharing some songs with you as well. And I have a movie that I would like to briefly discuss about in today's show as well. So please be excited for that. And I will just do a quick recap about my summer and some of my plans for Lean In with Jeff this summer, and end off the episode like so. So before we get started, let's get through some ads, some PSAs, and some show promos and begin with the show. So here we go. I will see you guys in a couple minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skahuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must deal.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR 101.9 FM.
Ai Roci IPR 1,0,1,9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Innit Flows Ostinon on CITIYR 101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Wit, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists in the full lineup. Check out the full lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com. Repeat, sledisland.com.
My last question is, do you have like top three standout music waste memories, performances, etc.?
Oh my God, those are so hard. My God. I gotta think about that. I can't. What's your timeline?
Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th and Wednesday, June 5th to hear Time Not Wasted, a radio documentary looking back at 30 years of Music Waste Festival. Featuring interviews with organizers, long-lost music from CITR's very own music archive, and an as-deep-as-possible dive into the history, changes, failings, and successes of Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival. Time Not Wasted airs live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca, May 29th and June 5th at 3 p.m. Happy birthday, Music Waste. 30 years. Wow.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and for those of you who have just joined in, this is Lean In with Jeff. I hope you all are having a great start of the day. The sun is out right now, so I hope you guys all get a chance to go outside and enjoy the sun. It is going to get a little bit more warmer throughout the week, so I'm kind of excited for that. As I mentioned, I will be sharing a couple of the songs that I've been listening to for the past month or so. And before I do that, I actually want to discuss a movie that I will be watching tomorrow and the past series that I've watched. And the movie is called Planet of the Apes. There's several series, going from way back, I think from the 1900s, maybe. And then the recent ones are probably from the 2000s. And the 2000s versions are the ones that I've watched. And I really, really enjoyed it. It's a sci-fi genre about apes and how they're creating some sort of civilization for themselves and battling these different conflicts with humans. It gets a bit more complicated than that because these apes are actually very, very intelligent, but the human race is kind of going extinct because, from my understanding, it's because of the drug that was created to cure Alzheimer's, but it kind of created some sort of side effect. And instead, it's wiping out the human race, but at the same time, when apes are in contact with this drug, they become highly, highly intelligent. So it's kind of that kind of plot line. The last series that just came out recently that I will be watching tomorrow is apparently a way, way after, you know, Caesar society is kind of all dead and their life is kind of recreating in a new world. So I'm excited for that movie. I think it'd be a pretty interesting one because it just jumps a whole lot of years after, you know, the war has ended with the humans and the apes. And so I'm excited for that. For those of you who have watched the movie or who, you know, who's going to watch the movie, I will be doing a movie review on this. So for those of you who are interested in it, please contact me. And I am more than happy to have you on the show to discuss and review the movie Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I think that's the last series that's on the cinema right now. All right, so just a quick wrap up with the movie. It's, once again, it's a sci-fi movie. It's about how apes are communicating with each other to build up a society of their own, and they follow a certain set of rules, and there's like a hierarchy within them, and through that they learn about, you know, relationships and how the world works and how humans are and all sorts of that stuff. So it's a very interesting movie, and I do recommend a lot of people to watch this. And also, it's very interesting to see how the actors learned how to act and move like apes, and the way that they talk. It's very, very cool to see. So maybe after viewing the movie, going ahead and looking at how the actors and the people who created the movie, you know, how that went about is also a very cool thing to look at as well. It's almost looking at the screenplay of how a movie is created, and then you kind of reflect that back to the movie, and then looking at the script alone, and you kind of compare and contrast, you know, the film itself. And it's much more interesting that way, at least how I feel. So yeah, I hope you guys get a chance to enjoy that movie. And if you do, or if you don't, I'm more than happy to discuss it with my fellow listeners and audience members. For next week, I have a very interesting interview lined up. It will be with an author. As I mentioned, I'm bringing back a lot of interviews lately, and she is a very talented author that I would love to have on my show and interview and have everybody listen to her story and how she became an author and how she published her book. So please stay tuned for that. I think it'd be a very, very great interview, and I hope that you guys are interested with this, because we all, and I'm sure that the author too, has a lot of interesting insights to share with all of us. All right, so the first song that I have for you all is called Sayonara by Rebby. It's a very, very great song. I recently found out about it through Instagram. I think a lot of the songs that I listen to, or a lot of new songs that I figure out, are from social media. I don't know if that's for all of you guys, but for me, I do find a lot of songs through those platforms. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this song. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So here we go.
You're here for a good time, not in for the long ride. You don't even see me. You don't know my favorite tune, or how I like matcha in the afternoon. Thought you were sweet like cinnamon, but you're just like the rest of them, baby. Are you happy? You told me that you're here to stay. Love me, but you don't feel the same about us. Say what you wanna say. Oh, no, no.
That was Sayonara by Rebby. The next song is called Mr. Feel by John Michael Howell. So here we go.
I must be Mr. Feel, baby. What's the deal? I lose half my head when the love gets real. Fall twice as far when they break my heart. And I just can't make it stop. And you're all Mrs. Cool, nothing bothers you. Get some hearts, don't bruise, wish I was like that too. But you're right as rain while I'm sad and blue. And I don't know what to do. Roses are red and the violets are blue. And I'm a bit of both, I guess I owe that to you. I'll change my color with the swing of a mood. But you're so black and white, I never know what to do. If opposites attract, it's a wonder we divided. But I'm happy we collided at all. But I guess if we were the same, we'd be sharing us a name. And I'm the one to blame, it's my fault. I must be Mr. Feel, baby, what's the deal? I lose half my head when the love gets real. Fall twice as far when they break my heart. Just can't make it stop. Well, you're all Mrs. Cool, nothing bothers you. Get some hot stone bruise, wish I was like that too. But you're out as rain while I'm sad and blue. And I don't know what to do. Ooh, ooh,
That was Mr. Feel by John Michael Howell. The next song is called Little Bit Better by Caleb Hearn and Rosie.
I met somebody selfless and kind. She's got a smile even when she isn't fine. She can be hurting, but she's got enough love to fill up Tennessee. I met somebody, stays up at night. I see her worry and she sees all of mine. I met somebody, she really loves me, says I'm all she needs. And I grew up thinking I would have to fight all of this alone. But now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less you. Tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please stay, love me through the weather. Say this will be forever. Hold me in the darkness, even when it's hard with you. It's a little bit better.
I met somebody gentle and smart. He underestimates the size of his heart. He can be laughing, but he's got enough pain to fill up New York City. I met somebody so full of scars. The world's on his shoulders, but he won't fall apart. I met somebody, he really loves me, says I'm all he needs.
And I grew up thinking I would have to fight all of this alone. But now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less you. Tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please stay, love me through the weather. Please say this will be forever. Hold me in the darkness, even when it's hard with you.
But now you hold me in the darkness, hold me till it hurts less you. Tell me that I'm alright, show me where the light shines through. Please stay, love me through the weather. Please say this will be forever. Hold me in the darkness, even when it's hard with you. It's a little bit better.
That was A Little Bit Better by Caleb Hearn and Rosie. The next song is called Stargazing by Miles Smith. So here we go.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Verbo is for sharing all kinds of moments.
That was Stargazing by Miles Smith. The next one is called Lucky Strike by Maroon 5. So here we go.
You're such a motivator. Gotta get you away. So sick of saying yes, sir, yes, sir. You're such an instigator. You wanna play. Take it or leave it, that's her, that's her. And I can't wait another minute. I can't take the look she's giving. Your body rocking, keep me up all night. One in a million, my lucky strike. Got me so high and then she dropped me. But she got me, she got me.
lucky strike. Stuck in her elevator, she take me to the sky. And I don't wanna go down, go down. She said, I'll feel you later, I'll go ahead and fantasize. She made me wanna right now, right now. And I can't wait another minute. I can't take the look she's giving. Your body rocking, keep me up all night. One in a million, my lucky strike. Sounds like
Lucky Strike by Maroon 5. The next song is called Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. So here we go.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. To lose our inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl is pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked.
Come on.
Get it started.
Come on.
Get it started.
Yeah.
Get it started.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
In here.
Yeah.
Lose control. A body of soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
Let's get into it,
yeah.
Get stoked,
I'm out.
Get started,
I'm out.
Get started,
yeah.
Get started.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Yeah.
Keep running, running, and running, running.
Come on, y'all. Let's get it.
Dill, Applegator will bring the bugged out drill.
Just lose
Ease your mind, this is the time. Your kids stand still, just and bang your spine. Just bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip. So come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on,
get started.
Come on,
get started, get started. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. In here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
That was Let's Get It Started by the Black Eyed Peas. For the rest of the show, I will actually be sharing some fun facts. So I'm bringing back the fun facts segment for today's show. And after that, I will wrap it up. So let's get into the couple fun facts that I have for you guys today. The first fun fact, well, this genre of fun facts is actually daily life fun facts, or they're also kind of useless almost fun facts, but they're still fun and they're still facts, so here we go. In 10 minutes, a hurricane releases more energy than all the world's nuclear weapons combined. That's a lot of energy that's generated through one hurricane. I've never seen a hurricane before, and I think if I did, I probably might not be here, but I think there's a couple videos online of what a hurricane actually looks like, but I'm sure it's not that pleasant at all. The next one is, on average, people fear spiders more than they do death. Especially that big hairy thing behind people's dryers that pops out when I change loads. I don't know what it is about spiders that we're also afraid of. I think it's just the way it looks. And I also am kind of afraid of spiders. Not because I think they would hurt me, but it's, again, it's kind of an appearance thing. It just looks kind of creepy. The next one is, only one person in 2 billion will live to be 116 years or older. Wow, how do you even calculate that? I wonder if this is a genetic thing, something that people need to pass on, where you are able to live that long. So that's pretty interesting. The next one is, it's impossible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs. I wonder if that has anything to do with how cows move and the way that they read certain signals. I'm not sure why a cow cannot be led upstairs, or a cow cannot be led downstairs, but it could be led upstairs. The next one is, I think I've said this before, but a crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. This is the only problem for preteen crocs when their parents ask them to do chores. I think that's a joke that's connected with the fun fact, but apparently crocodiles cannot stick their tongues out. The next one is, ping pong balls can travel off the paddle at speeds of 160 kilometers per hour. That's just under 100 miles per hour. That's pretty fast. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that we just don't notice that are very fast. I didn't know, but apparently your sneeze can travel pretty far as well, you know, because it really propels out of your mouth and it's just a strong pile of air just going out. The next one is a snail can sleep for 3 years. I'm sure many of you guys have noticed this when you're young or even now, but when you see snails outside, some of them are tucked into their shell. And when I was younger, I always assumed that they were no longer living, but apparently they might have just been sleeping for years. And I don't even know how that's even possible, because bears store, you know, calories and nutrients to hibernate. I wouldn't really know how a snail could even survive that long without nothing. Maybe it has its own way of, you know, obtaining nutrients and food and water, or maybe it doesn't even need it. I know that some animals don't need as much water or food than we do as humans, so maybe that's something that contributes to how they can survive 3 years by just sleeping. But the next one is the cigarette lighter was invented before the match. That's pretty interesting. I wonder, I think there's more complicated methods that are involved with creating a cigarette lighter than a match, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know how that would come after the other, but apparently it's so. A cigarette lighter can be invented, or was invented, before the match. The next one is, a cat's jaw cannot move sideways. Interesting. So you can only move up and down. What I realized when I'm eating is that I use my tongue a lot. And once you realize that, and you just kind of chew food just up and down, or even just, you know, because we can move it side by side, the food really isn't going anywhere, because you need that tongue to kind of move the food around your mouth so you chew the food evenly so you can swallow it. So once you start noticing these things, it's pretty weird, but it's pretty cool as well. The housefly hums in the middle octave key of F. That's, how do you even calculate that? You just catch a fly and then you bring it to a studio and you really amp up the mics and just catch that sound and see what it sounds like. I wonder who was able to even find this out. That's pretty cool. It has a certain octave that is created. The next one is, a human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out to the body to squirt blood 30 feet. Once again, there's a lot of strength that's involved with the things that we just unconsciously do. Same with like sneezing, or maybe like the strength of us, you know, lifting something, or all those things that we just don't pay really much attention to. Apparently, if you really calculate it down to the numbers, it's more than you think it is. The next one is, if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat up 1 cup of coffee. That's pretty interesting, but how could you ever yell for 8 years? I don't think a human's vocal cords would able to withstand that much yelling for that long. I don't even think it's able to withstand a day, a full day of just yelling all day. Without reducing the sound, the volume of the yell, I'm assuming it has to kind of plateau at a certain level for it to actually work. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't even know how you would calculate that. The next one is, hydrogen gas is the least dense substance in the world. I wouldn't really have too much to say about that, because I don't know anything about science, or especially the periodic table of such, you know, hydrogen and all that. But for those of you who are, you know, interested in science, I guess that's an interesting fun fact. I'm not sure. The density of hydrogen. I've never really thought about that much. The next one is, apparently it's a myth that you only use 10% of your brain. You actually use all of it. Even when you're sleeping. You know what I want to know is how people calculate this. How do you calculate how much you use your brain? I know that I learned that there's certain parts of your brain that is responsible for different areas, but how would you ever calculate, you know, maybe it's the amount of blood that's flown through the brain, or maybe it's the amount of energy that's being used, or some sort of way to calculate it. I mean, that would be pretty interesting to know. The next one is, these are a lot of brain fun facts, actually. 60% of the human brain is made of fat. Not only does that make it the fattiest organ in the human body, but these fatty acids are crucial for your brain's performance. So apparently your brain is just a big blob of fat. And I can see why whenever you see brains in movies, it's so mushy and looks kind of soft. Which is makes sense because it's just a big blob of fat. The next one is, your brain isn't fully formed until the age of 25. I think we kind of know this one. It's that some organs in our body are not fully formed after a certain age, and usually that age is probably in the 20s-ish. But yeah, I mean, apparently we're not fully formed until 25. The next one is, the human brain weighs 3 pounds, which is about a half a gallon of milk. However, size does not always imply intelligence. Men tend to have larger brains than women. Interesting. So just because you have a very hefty head doesn't always mean you are very, very intelligent. Here's another one about energy. The human brain can generate about 23 watts of power. I think that's a lot of power. I'm not sure. I don't really have much to compare with. But apparently it can generate that many watts. All right, I have a couple more for you guys. And then we will end off the show. So the next one I have for you guys, it's going to be, a male penguin will... Oh, I think I've said this before, but this is always interesting. Anything that relates with animals and the way that they behave and the way that they act, it's always very interesting to know. The next one is, a male penguin will propose by giving a female penguin a pebble. That's pretty interesting. Why a pebble? And I wonder if it's just any pebble and if they have their own strategic way of choosing what kind of pebble to give. And what not to give, maybe. Maybe a certain pebble has not of a great meaning than other pebbles. The next one is, red squirrels will adopt other red squirrel babies. That's pretty cool. The next one is, ooh, this one's a pretty weird one. A group of butterflies is called a kaleidoscope. Interesting. I forgot what a kaleidoscope is. Does that word have a dual meaning? I don't remember. Something scope, like a telescope or something like that. Maybe I'm getting mixed up there. Here's a very good one that we should all know, is that naps can be good for you. And I agree. I take not too many naps, but I do take a couple naps a week. But whenever I do take them, it's very great. But the problem with my naps is that they last a little too long. Apparently, a nap that's around 10 to 20 minutes is thought to improve learning and boost memory. But the problem with me is that I nap for about 2.5 hours. So it's a little too long, but I think that it does benefit me in many ways. And I don't think I might stop with those long naps. But usually when I take those naps, it's because I haven't really slept much the night before. And so I kind of have to recharge my energy during the day so that I can actually function on a good, healthy level. All right, so that's it for my show today. Once again, I will be doing an interview with an author next week. It's going to be really interesting. I think she's going to bring in a book, and I hope that you guys are excited for this. It seems like a very, very interesting book. I heard that she designed all the characters as well, which is very cool. So she's not only an author, but she's like a graphic designer almost too, because she designed, you know, the characters and all that sort of stuff. So it's going to be a very interesting interview. So please stay tuned. This is it for today's episode. The sun is out. It's a bit windy, so maybe a windbreaker might be appropriate for this weather, but it's still nice outside. It's better than the rain. So I hope you guys all have a great time going outside, enjoying the weather. Have a great day, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Surviving alone, I got a record and I'm not afraid of cops at all. I'm like a Ja Rule poster,
'cause I'm off the wall.
Yo, basically the revolution is here. K9 and more freaker.
There's no solution in fear.
Yep, I'm taking it back like clothes that don't fit that you purchased in a heavy weight home. And oh shit, I'm so sick, my rhyme book throws a fit. I need a vaccination just so I can spit my own shit. Pardon me while I release these rhymes out of me. I'm so ridiculous, I got a compulsive disorder. I'm sorta like a reporter, strapped with a little recorder. The border having an order not to let me in order. For me not to cause a slaughter, lyrically I flow on water. I order, take it easy on these suckers. Harass more niggas than the sleazy undercover. But seriously, I remember I was 7 when rap came mysteriously and made me feel 11. It understood me and made my ghetto heaven. I understood it as the new poor people's weapon. But now it's half-assed like a chick with one butt cheek. Busted for philosopher, came to change things, trust me. From Ethiopia, Tanzania, Somalia, Heathrow Airport and customs at LaGuardia. Uganda, Kenya, my people up in Ghana, Kingston, Jamaica. Big up, 'cause you know it's time for... Radio, welcome East Africa's illest Mofrika.
Na wano mingara mamini na nini. Ushindo wakizivurunda chini na chini. Utashindo manao kuzivani nini. Vundu wakatu wa jua, matope wakatu wa mvua. Port holes wa nilazima na kawaida kwanzia. Nairobi City, muji wa ma350. Bodies imejazua graffiti. Dani speaker bigi bigi za kulipua hiyo mziki. Na AK-47 tutacheki kwa mikono ya polisi. Wale kutofautisha na wezi siki turahisi. Wato unataka pesa yako. Na ukikataa wataitukua wenyewe kutoka kwa mfuko wako. Bling bling nazo huwa kwa shingo zuma MC. Na hata nazo kushine kwa MIC bado hawawezi. Eko ya sauti yangu ikiwa unlimited kwa vichwa zao empty. Nikiwambia tawa kingara Nike kwa usahihishi wa liriksi hata ona hiyo tiki. Mwafrika na Kenya, Canada to Kenya hatuba
kwa hiyo. 'Cause we doing it like...
Mwafrika na Kenya, Canada to Kenya.
I got a plan to reclaim all of my fam. I got brothers in Japan that order my jam. I got rocket propels, spit mortars and damn. I heard hip-hop started with a lot of people is ignorant and don't understand. They separated and they celebrated. I got my people, consider lethal, I'm the cerebral amigo. I break a needle in pieces and eat them like pieces. Y'all are just cheesing, y'all ain't hitting, y'all are just teasing. Y'all don't believe in the African,
y'all are just sleeping.
I'm sick and tired, I'm all the riot, I'm all the biographic. But like a lion, I let bygones. I'm so ridiculous, can you believe how vivid this shit is? Got theories like conspiracies, this shit is sick. A lyricist before I even spoke a word of English. I'm serious, I got it locked and y'all are just some visitors. So just get busy and snap your neck back and forth till you get dizzy. And tell your mother, tell your brother, tell your Aunt Lizzie. And you know you gotta know some things just to get with me. Yo, before I was born, I knew I was the shit. I used to kick so much, I was born with a broken hip. I had a twin brother, I used to battle day in. But I was so sick, the little nigga stayed in. I knew the doctor was shocked when I first dropped. 'Cause I had a gold chain, a fade, and a high top. B-boying, walking around, ego destroying. And won't chill till I hear the people enjoying.
It's the
I'm not used to extending them, to tell you the truth. Pull me off the wall, grow on my roots. Sheesh, what I'm running from, following suit. We needed more distance so they wouldn't pursue. Cause up here I'm making Icarus envious too. Of my souls and wings and freedoms, and the songs they'll sing when I see them. Moving on my own, put the dreaming aside. Everybody on the porch looked up to the sky. Friends getting mad, but before they knew, suddenly my niggas started lifting up too. Through the clouds, brown shoulders broke right on through. With eyes watching God, my heart stays on.
Running from the guns, point and shoot, we used to play up on the playground.
Bang, bang.
Running from the guns, who thought hardest part would be for me to stay down. Running from the guns, breaks my heart if you decide to fly away now. Running from the guns, I am running from the guns.
I saw that boy, then I saw his souls. Wondering what songs this canary holds. Glad he off the wall and his wings unfold. Whole block gon' cheer when he makes it home. Holding heavy hearts really makes it worse. Till we found the only way for us to lift this curse. If we run to a place where they know our worth. Son talks, said it's not my last day on earth. Hurry up, it's across the ridge. My grass wants to fly, so I scratch that itch. And if it's crying with the arms raised, that should imply that I'm in this. Nights on the car hood laid out, crucified, grew much more from the love that you provide. Standing on stage, hold back, both teary eyes, looking at my niggas like I'm glad all of you survived. We can make that work, know you was tripping on being locked to the earth. Worry later, no time for us to focus on what's past tense. And besides, now Brahms getting over the fence. So lock both your hands, act like you've been on sitting on fireworks. You know my kinfolk, 12 round the corner, they judging our sins. Ho, once your feet hit that gravel, just run.
Running from the guns, point and shoot, we used to play upon the playground. Running from the guns.